In the Old Testament, in Exodus 29, there is this Tamid institution. It's a Hebrew thing that happens, and this is what it says. This is what you're to offer on the altar regularly each day, two lambs a year old. Offer one in the morning and one in the twilight. And in the Old Testament, we find that the priests had to offer at 9 o'clock in the morning a sacrifice, a perfect lamb, and then at 3 o'clock, a perfect lamb every day, every single day. We haven't got time to read all the scriptures, but in Mark 15 today, you have the story about in 9 in the morning, they crucified Jesus, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus gave the words, "It is finished." Now, just before Good Friday, we know, was Palm Sunday. And on Palm Sunday, Jesus enters into Jerusalem. And what would happen on Palm Sunday is the men would go to the market and they would choose the perfect lamb for them. They would take the lamb, they would go and buy the lamb, they would purchase the lamb with money, and that they would take it back to their home and it would live with them for 4 days, 5 days before they put it to death for their sins. And on Palm Sunday, Jesus comes riding in. And what happens is God the Father shows the people of Jerusalem, "This is my lamb that I have chosen." The Father chooses Jesus as the perfect lamb. And so Jesus is coming on a donkey and people are going about their business a little bit like today. People are going out their business doing what they do every day. They're shopping, they're buying things. One purpose is to buy the lamb. And they're carrying the lamb and bringing their lamb. And they see Jesus on a donkey and they don't realize, they're oblivious that this is God's plan for mankind, that Jesus is the sacrificial lamb. On Good Friday, on that day, Jesus is being led through the streets of Jerusalem. And people are oblivious then that this is the perfect Lamb of God. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, Jesus is crucified on the cross. And what happens in the temple is the first lamb is sacrificed. When the first lamb is sacrificed, the trumpet blows and the temple doors open and the rest of the sacrifices are happening in the day. And Jesus is nailed on the cross at 9 a.m. at the same time as the first Tamid lamb. Trumpet sounds. Jesus is on the cross. Now we know that many people went to the cross. We were having a discussion about that in our leaders' meet breakfast the other day. Many people went on the cross, but many people hadn't been whipped like Jesus had before. 39 times. With a whip, with 12 thongs of leather, and at the end of the leather was pieces of glass and metal. Jesus had already had his back ripped open. He'd already been in horrific pain. 468 stripes upon the body of Jesus. And then he's going to carry the cross. Wow, what a saviour. He hangs on the cross. A form of execution which is the worst kind of execution. You die in the most horrific way. But Jesus suffered more than any other person. Let's very quickly look at this. More awful than the pain of physical suffering that Jesus endured on the cross was the pain of bearing the guilt for our sin. You see, Jesus was perfectly holy. We know that, don't we? He was perfectly holy, yet he hated sin. It contradicted everything in his character. And he took on the sins of the world. And as he did so, it created a deep revulsion inside him. And he did that for you and me. What a wonderful Saviour. In his very being, the revulsion of bearing sin, who was perfectly holy, one who hated sin. And because of that, because of the sin, he was cursed for us. Let's look at that scripture, Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone who hung on a pole. If you and I do something wrong, you and I know the personal guilt that we carry. But this is so much more for Jesus. And this amazing trade happens on the cross. The guilt of our sin that was thought of by God now no longer belongs to us. It belongs to Jesus. And Jesus had to bear the pain of that. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the what? The righteousness of God. Isn't that an amazing trade? Jesus took on absolute evil of the sins. And they were intensified by the fact that he had to carry this alone. Jesus had been abandoned in the garden, but now for the first time ever in history, he is now separated from the Father. As Jesus bore our sins, his heavenly Father abandoned him. And he felt the weight of mankind's sin alone. Bear the sins of millions of people caused him great anguish in his soul. And yet even more than that, as hard as that was, and many of us, we would never be able to cope with that. Many of us would have died by now. Many of us would never been able to cope with that. He now has to have the anger of God, the wrath of God poured upon him on his own, carrying it alone. The anger of God from eternity for all the sins before Jesus died on the cross, for your sins and my sins after the cross, they are all poured upon Jesus. And the wrath of God, which none of us can understand, and thank God because we're saved, we're not going to experience it, are poured upon Jesus. What a Savior. How did Jesus know when to give up his spirit? How did he know at 3 p.m. that he had to give up his spirit? There was no clock. There was no trumpet as the last sacrifice of the day was being made, because the wrath of God was lifted upon him, off him. And he used these words, it is finished. He knew the exact time to die because of what the Father had done for him. I'm often moved by this statement, it is finished. Have you ever thought about that when Jesus said, it is? Think about it today when you're walking. It is finished. He's done everything possible for us. Let's live like that when we walk through the streets. It is finished for us. He's paid the price. We have this amazing Savior. Every attempt to kill Jesus by the religious leaders had failed. No one took Jesus' life. Jesus laid it down for us at the exact time appointed for him to do so. I want to say to you today, there is an exact time appointed by God for us. As we walk and carry the cross, and as we worship, and as we see people that are going about their business every day, and are oblivious that the sacrifice has been made once and for all. This is an appointed time that you and I can be part of God's plan to minister to our town. So friends, as we do so today, let people see the joy of Jesus in our life. We're going to explain in a minute how things are going to happen. But I want us, when we go through those streets, and we're going to give out hot cross buns. We need people to carry. We've got 500, I think, and we want to give them all out. And you can take a hot cross bun to somebody. And when we're in the bus station, if they're waiting for a bus, just give them a hot cross bun and say, God bless you. If they ask you what they're doing, then tell them Jesus is alive. But bless them. Who today are Jesus' hands and feet? We are. Let the people in our town know as we give out and bless them. Jesus loves them, and he too can be their closest friend. Will you do that today, church? Great. Let's just pray for 1 minute. Father, we thank you again for our time together. We thank you for those that have just joined us. We thank you that we are one church, one body, one people. And so, Lord, what we ask today is that as we move through, I introduce you to our friend, Jesus, and they will too. become the friend of Jesus. Father, I pray for a Holy Spirit boldness today to talk to people and tell them about the love of Jesus. I pray for divine appointments, that this is the exact time for us to go, in Jesus' name. Amen.